Could it happen again? In 5, 4, 3. Yeah, according to reports, there's one smoke event for every 2,000 flights. That's more than 50 a day worldwide. Australia's regulator and their investigator were so worried that they produced a joint report after investigating over 1,000 smoke events in a 5-year period. My group of advisors agrees that we have too little information on how pilots actually handle the smoke, fire and fumes and the smoke removal checklists during an emergency. By redesigning the existing checklist, the industry, the manufacturers and NASA have been trying to fix what I consider is broken. I think pilots want to keep trying to finish the first checklist instead of switching to the second checklist. After all, switching to the second checklist means you'll never know what caused the problem.